Zach Buchanan.
First of all, thank you for muting Steve. Second, Tori, I'm just wondering if you could give us an idea of what you're going to do with your rotation through the rest of this series and also where Taylor Widener will fit in if he does.
Well, tomorrow, Bum will start. He and Taylor both threw their bullpens yesterday and both felt very good. You know, and Taylor's getting very close. We haven't figured out when we're going to layer him in. There's some obvious days and obvious opportunities to do that. And we'll finalize when Taylor lands. So Sunday will still be TBA, but real encouraged about Bum's recovery and, you know, his commitment to speaking up. I think really saved us a bigger headache. So I don't think he's going to take any steps backwards and we're going to see him at full strength tomorrow. As far as several other health updates, I can kind of dig in on that a little bit with you guys right now. Christian Walker is continuing to progress. I saw some video of him hitting yesterday. We exchanged some texts and he was super excited to send me some video of him hitting and looking very, very good. So he's doing all activity. And still progressing, and you know where and when and how he gets back onto the field is yet to be determined, but just in a very good spot with his swing fundamental and feeling good with his side. Let's see, who else? You guys asked me about Carson Kelly. I exchanged texts with him yesterday. And the reports on him are very good. He's taking BP on the field, going through all catching activities, and his body is responding. And obviously that foot and toe is responding very, very well. So, you know, not completely asymptomatic, but managing the pain. And it's gone down considerably. And I've been told that he's feeling very good. I will connect with both of those guys in probably the next couple of hours and maybe have more of an update in the coming days. Luke Weaver is still gathering information, and we're, you know, this is just a busy time right now, evidently for other doctors and getting second opinions. So the second opinions have not come in yet, and the same goes for Chris Davinsky. And that should get you guys pretty well updated. Yeah, that's about it. That's all I can think of right now.
And Taylor's for sure not going to need another rehab start. It's just a question of which day he comes back, not if he comes back.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good assessment. For me, that's how I'm feeling right now. I think he's getting extremely close and feels very good. So hopefully we see him here sooner than later.
And Sunday is a possibility for him?
Sunday could be a possibility, correct.
Gilbert.
Tori, how nice is it to have that off day after Denver? I know that that's always a thing for you, is trying to get guys rest and get them off their feet after a series of course.
Yeah. Yeah, that scheduled off day makes it easier for me to potentially play these players, some players through the entire series. I usually try to get them one coming in, either one here or one coming out. So, look, we got to win baseball games. We got to put our best team out there. And, you know, I know the guys are looking forward to that off day, but we can't look beyond today. We got in super late last night. I know that I didn't get to bed until about 4 a.m. And I think the players are in the same boat. So we didn't have any on-field activity today. And that's something that we've done very well here. We preserve a lot of our strength by not going on the field and exposing ourselves to the altitude. Even though we will do that, we'll do it shorter. So our guys should be ready to go. They should be fully rested for today, and we should be ready to go.
Jack Summers.
Is some of the things that Luke Weaver is considering as he's getting information, is it more or less aggressive versus conservative treatment at this point?
I think it's all conservative.
Coro.
Tori, I'm sorry if you've said this and I missed it, but is Bukauskas, is there any clarity on his situation?
No, JB is, yeah, there's a couple more that I've forgotten there. JB is still getting treatment, and he hasn't resumed his throwing program. Zach Gallen is playing light catch. Those are two guys that I needed to fill in the gaps for you there.
Okay, I think the last time I asked you about Bukauskas, you said that maybe you were trying to figure out if there was more damage than, like, if there was something going on with the UCL. I take it he's going to be able to rehab his way back, is the thought?
Yeah, I think that's the mindset. There's a flexor strain, I think, was the diagnosis. So I think it's just getting him some rest and getting him healthy again. That's the conservative route I think we're choosing.
All right, everybody. We'll see you after the game.
Thank you.
Thanks.